The hero's all that crazy. Broken pool shot. Let's celebrate their tragedy and sanctify the lost.
During the Second World War, in the Auschwitz concentration camp, a young Jewish woman refused to dance for the German guards. She survived and went on to form the Kibbutz Contemporary Dance Company. As the name suggests, all the dancers live and work in a kind of dance village in northern Israel. The current artistic director is Rami Beer, and he's in Australia with the company presenting a brand new work called Horses in the Sky. He's speaking with Books and Arts producer Kate Piercy.
Our company located and work in a kibbutz in north of Israel. The name of the kibbutz is Kibbutz Gaton, where the company was founded by a special lady, Yehudit Arnon, in 1973. The company routine, it's like every professional dance company. The dancers begin the day at 9:30 in the morning in a morning class and finish rehearsal at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. All the dancers live in the kibbutz, and it's a very unique place. It's in the nature, it's very nice atmosphere, and the piece that we bring here now, it's Horses in the Sky. Horses in the Sky, it's actually, I call it a proposal, like all my work. It's a full-length evening, 1 hour dance with no intermission, and I'm not telling a story, but in this proposal I invite the spectator to join us to a journey, to come to the theater, to sit in his chair, the light goes down, the curtain open, and the performance begins. I give him a rope, and I lead him until a certain point, and then I leave him with his own association, with his own memories, with his own feelings and thought. And maybe in the end of the performance, he can take with him some question mark, some point to think about our existing, because in the end, I think the piece deal with our existing as a society, as individuals, and individual in the society. And I believe that also through dance we can say something about here and now and about our existing as human beings. As an artist, I influence and my source inspiration come from different sources. The music have a major role, and also in my background, I'm also a musician. I also play a cello and compose music, and some of the music also I compose. But most of the music, it's different sources of music, contemporary music, that I make a soundtrack, that this is actually the spine of the piece. When I hear music, I see picture and movement in my vision. And together with my dancer, I translate it to language of stage. And for me, actually, dance is a way to create communication. Then movement, music, visuality, all together, without too much word, create a dialogue between different people, different backgrounds, different religious, different culture. So we can create a bridge. Actually through the movement of the human body, the soul and the body of the dancer, the composition, the whole world that we create that serves a certain something that I want to deliver.
Do you distinguish then between movement and dance?
No. Many times I tell to my dancers, don't dance, action. That way that all my dancers, I search that they have to be with good technique, they have to be very musical, They have to be good movers. And each one of them have to be something special that he project on me, a certain something that I feel that is unique. And as a choreographer and the creator of the piece, I try to succeed to bring it out as unique voice of the individual, as well, of course, of the whole ensemble. So I don't search, you know, same way of looking of dancer or same way of visuality or expression. Opposite, I search different and unique colors and unique voices, and I try to develop them, and not just to be good dancers, also a unique artist and a human being.
Well, you were groomed from a very young age by the founder of the company. What was she like?
She was a very special lady. She came to Israel together with my parents at 1948 after the Holocaust from Hungary and Czechoslovakia. My parents and her and another members of the same group, they found the kibbutz. They were founded the kibbutz in 1948 and actually founded Israel, the state that born in 1948 together with the kibbutz. And she decided when she was in the Holocaust and she punished by the Nazis to stand in the snow because they asked her to dance for them and she refused. And then she decided that if she will be alive after all that, she will dedicate herself to a dance and to educate to dance. And that's what she did. And I was her student from a very early age, from 3-4 years old. I in the kindergarten with the group in the kibbutz, she was our teacher to movement and dance. And actually she was the one who recognized the abilities, the talent, the potential, and you know, during the year how to support and encourage and guide it. And she was a very special woman. She died 3 years ago. And the way that she began everything and fight against different things that connected to condition and difficulties, she is a source of inspiration for me and very dear for me.
The company has a reputation for creating work that's energetic, dynamic, intense, strong, all these defining characteristics. And I wondered if, in part, that's a response to the history of anti-Semitism, or if it's got nothing to do with that.
I don't know if nothing to do with it, because I cannot put the finger. Of course, I'm influenced from the environment that I live. And you know, Israel, the state, also live in a very complex reality and a lot of tension and a lot of conflict inside, outside. And I chose, as I grew and the mature artist, to stay in Israel, to stay in the kibbutz, to continue to develop the Kibbutz Contemporary Dance Company in north of Israel. And of course, to all those chosen, there is something that is influence. Of course, that the fact that I born to a family of Holocaust survivors, and of course that I grew up in Israel in a kibbutz. I was 3 years in the army. I work in the kibbutz. I grew up in Israel. Of course, all the tension around and all the everyday reality is influence. With the fact that you are aware to it, or without the fact that you are not aware that it's come into your piece. So I'm sure that that it's part of it, for sure. And also the fact that I tried through my piece also say something about our existing. And I believe that through the art we can say something about it, not just the dance dealing with, you know, abstract or just about composition or just about aesthetic.
Australia has a relatively large Jewish community. Do you tour partly to connect with the Jewish diaspora?
It's not our purpose as a purpose, But of course, we come from Israel, and of course, even that not all the dancers are Jewish, because this is not one of the parameters that I accept dancer, yes or no. This is international language, the dance, and that's the way I see it. But of course, we come from Israel, we came from Israel, and of course, the company work in Israel, and it's always touching that, you know, people come, and many times people come after performances and want to share the experience and what they feel, and it's very touching.
So what's your vision finally for the dance company in the future?
Yeah, we continue to develop the dance village. The company have a lot of activities. We just begin a new production. In the same time, we go with 5 different programs touring all over the world. And we build also now a new studios for the company. And we continue to create and to develop.
Maybe he will come out of this loving me. Maybe he will come.
Rami Beer, the artistic director of the Kibbutz Contemporary Dance Company, speaking with Kate Piercy. And the music you could hear is from the show that they're performing, Horses in the Sky. It's at the Sydney Opera House. You're listening to Books and Arts here on RN.
Discover the best of RN on Facebook. Simply search for ABC RN.